Arizona Public Service, the state's largest electric company, has repeatedly come under fire, drawing questions from disgruntled customers and utility regulators alike. You've likely heard the key concerns: the company's political spending habits, the death of at least one customer after her power was shut off, and of course, high rates for its customers, which are guaranteed to the company. But understanding the intricacies behind the heightened scrutiny and confusing rate options, especially in recent months, is a different story, literally. In fact, recently advertised rates were so complicated that an APS customer service representative was reportedly just as perplexed as a caller. Ryan Randazzo is the Arizona Republic's utility reporter, and he joins us now to explain. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Okay, so walk us through this call, Ryan. This, first of all, was a call which was made by someone who is not uninvolved in this.
No, she's definitely involved. It was made by Stacey Champion. She's a activist, and she has filed a major complaint against APS rates. But during this call, she was acting as a customer because she's also one of the more than 1 million people who pay a bill to APS. So the company sent her a letter that said if she switched her plan, her rate plan, she could save about $190 a year. So she called and said, well, how is that possible? And what happened during that call is the customer service rep just completely misexplained how the company's own rates work, which is kind of baffling because they've had these rates since 2017 when they were approved by regulators.
Right. And this isn't the first time customers and maybe employees have been confused about these rate options. Why does this call matter so much? Like, what's happening now because of it?
Well, it matters now because all five regulators who set the rates and policies for APS are pretty concerned that the company itself can't explain its complicated rate system. So back in 2017, APS wanted to make all customers use what are called demand rates, which are really difficult for residential customers to understand. They're used most often for businesses around the country. They finally settled that, so not everyone has to be on a demand rate, but they do have two options for those rate plans. And consumer advocates have long been concerned that they're just too complicated for people, for lay people to understand. And so now you have a customer service rep who probably has been trained pretty well by the company, and she can't explain it at all. And she was wrong by a factor of about $80 or $100 when she was talking to a customer. So of course, this was not your average customer, but that's the concern: is what happens when someone who's not an expert in rates mm-hmm. calls the company and they're giving you advice on what rate plan to choose, and they're giving you bad advice. I mean, it's very concerning for consumer advocates.
Right. Okay. So the corporation commissioners hear this call. What was their reaction?
It was actually pretty immediate. I shared the call after the recording was shared with me, and I actually got all five of the commissioners to get back in touch with me, including one who approved these rates, and they're not happy. There's been a lot of discussion in the last year over not only how complicated these rates are, but how is the utility explaining it to people? And it spent millions of dollars trying to explain it. And customers clearly are still confused because they still get a lot of questions about the rates, and their own employees who've been trained in this are confused by the rates as well. And this is all happening just as APS is going to file a new rate case. Mm-hmm. So those commissioners are going to get to take another look at what kind of rate plans that company offers.
All right. And we will keep an eye out for that. That is the Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, thanks as always.
Have a great day.